My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Okay, now I've got an echo. So, I'm not sure what happened. Are we back on the air now? Somebody tell me in the chat room. If I'm back on the air and you can hear me. I'm wondering why I've got this echo. Do you guys hear the echo? Hot Air says I'm back on. Mike, thank you. Yeah, you're on. And does it sound okay to you guys? So, No echo. Okay. Well, I'll get that out of my ear so I don't hear it, because I'm hearing it through the headset. All right. So back to the beginning, folks. Welcome to the, I don't know what the hell happened there. Back to the beginning. Welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News. On this, the first day of April, 2024, this would be Monday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. We got special guests this morning, cruise ship doctor, author Ivan Cox, if I haven't totally screwed that up yet. We'll see. The headlines for today's show, which we'll get to eventually, Vision of the Seas joins Legend in Norfolk. Change impacts Carnival drinks package. Confused about this one. Not sure that's entirely correct. A Virgin Voyages reversal. Brilliance of the Seas to return for April 4th. A dry dock for Spectrum of the Seas. A new look for Carnival Freedom. An arrest in Brazil and lots more. Here at 11 o'clock this morning, going to be a busy day. Today, folks, is National Sourdough Bread Day. I'm not going to go through all the business about the podcast. You guys all know that for now. I do it every day, so you can always access the podcast. All right. So with no further ado, I'm going to attempt, no guarantees, I'm going to attempt to do the interview I conducted with Ivan Cox. Ivan's a longtime friend. He's been on the show before talking about this book and several books. And, of course, you know, we've got the group cruise coming up in November that he and I are going to host jointly. So with no further ado, here's my special guest today, cruise ship doctor, author, Ivan Cox. Hi, my guest this morning is the author extreme, Ivan Cox, the author of course, A Cruise Ship Doctor, which we're going to be talking about. He's author of several other things. He's also a doctor and used to be on a cruise ship, doc, on a cruise ship. All right, so let's go back from the beginning. Tell the audience here how you became a cruise ship doctor and how you came to write the book.
Chili, it's great to see you again. And thank you so much for having me on the on your program, which I enjoy so much. That my involvement in the in the cruise ship doctoring business occurred a number of years ago when I was working as an emergency room doctor. We had a little party at a Chinese restaurant, and I opened up a fortune cookie. It said, "Soon we'll have new job on high seas." And I thought that was a joke. Well, a couple of days later, I walked into work. I was working at a hospital up in Concord, Massachusetts, and the nurse there had showed me pictures. She had been to visit her boyfriend on this cruise ship, and I said, "Boy, that looks like fun. How about you give me the phone number?" So I called. 2 weeks later, I was walking up the gangplank, and I met the nurse who showed me the quarters and showed me the hospital and led me around on my first ship. It was the MS Starward many years ago, and I thought, "Boy, this is just great." And I had done some writing before, never really published anything. But then I said, "I got to write a novel." And when she said to me, "And as for you, sir, I want to tell you one thing. You've seen the hospital, you've seen your cabin, and I sleep with the captain, so there'll be no funny business between us." So I thought, this could be fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, and we cruised, and then I couldn't help but sign on for more. So I did it for about 8 years off and on and absolutely loved it. As I've told you, Chili, I live on Martha's Vineyard. When I see a cruise ship like coming in, my heart beats fast. I love it. I had so much fun. And I also had so much fun researching this book. It took me about 8 years to write. But it's pretty wonderful. We republished it a couple of years ago and wanted to do the cruise ship cruise. COVID stepped in. Who wants to be on a cruise ship if COVID's around? So we had to put it on the back burner, and Chili said that he'd help me organize this thing. And it looks like it's gaining some momentum. So Now that COVID's gone, people can get back on cruise ships and enjoy themselves. The stimulation for writing this book was that, you know, I would, as I'd in my off duty, which was most of the time as a cruise ship doctor, I'd be walking along the decks and there'd be everybody had a book in their hand. And I thought, well, wouldn't these people like to know what happens behind the scenes on this very cruise ship? Because a lot of funny stuff happens. And so I started writing the book, and I met, as through the couple years that I was doing it at first, I met some very interesting characters, one involving a big cat tamer, another involving other people involved in the business, stand-up comedians, ventriloquists, and I said this would be a wonderful carnival of characters, which I put together. Throw in some romance. Weirdly enough, the fellow who started Love Boat, and I was a little bit wondering if it was really appropriate for me to get a lot of razzing when people said, oh, you're going to work on the Love Boat. But I did. And the fellow that started the Love Boat was a patient of mine one day here up in Martha's Vineyard. He said, did you write Cruise Ship Doctor? I said, yeah. He said, well, I started the Love Boat TV show. So that was great. And I've had so much fun with it. I've been back on a few cruises. My wife and I have taken some cruises. And we're really looking forward to this cruise in November when I'll be reading parts from the book, doing some of the piano, a special thing. Adele Dreyer, who's a dear friend of mine, and she lives in the Vineyard, she's quite an accomplished musician. Each chapter, each section, each day of the cruise is inspired. The doctor plays the piano early in the morning. He's inspired by Chopin or by Scriabin or by Bach or by Mozart. And these leitmotifs run through his head all day while he's having these adventures, various things. So we're going to play the music from each chapter, Cruise Ship Doctor, as accompaniment, leitmotif, if you'll have it, for the cruise. Nice. And that should be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. We've had some good signings and people getting ready to go. And I think it's something I've wanted to do for a long, long time.
Well, so everybody knows, the cruise we're talking about is on the Norwegian Epic. It sails on November the 16th from Port Canaveral. And I'm just looking forward to having a really good time. So, as you can tell, I'm not very serious about much of anything. And I'm sure not very serious when I'm on a cruise ship.
Well, we may be sharing an adult beverage or two, Chili, at some point.
Yes, I promise you.
Okay, I'll toast to that. But we're going to, it's just so many wonderful things happened on those cruise ships. And also, the thing that was nice about it for me, I was able to treat the crew members as well as the passengers. The crew members came from all over the world. Now, just for an example, the second day I was on the cruise ship, I was called to a patient's cabin. This woman had fallen and injured her knee. And she said, with a Southern accent, which I'm not very good in imitating, she said, well, you know, doctor, I just love being on this cruise ship. And you might not know who I am. My name's May Axton. I wrote Heartbreak Hotel. I wrote a lot of songs for Elvis. And I wrote Jeremiah's a Bullfrog. She handed me a little bullfrog pin to put on my uniform. And it was May Axton. She's written so many great songs. Oh, yeah. And she lived in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And she was the real thing. She said, I'd like to write some songs for my son, too, to make him a star, because he wanted me to do it. I did it, and he's a star now. So anyways, pardon my imitation of a Southern accent, but all kinds of people would come on, from show business. I also worked, another thing I did when we worked in the Pacific, this was on the MS Southward. We did a show in Ensenada, and a lot of the comedians were on. They did Comic Strip Live, a couple of shows. So I got the ideas of the various TV instruments coming on and dominating the cruise. In Cruise Ship Doctor, of course, this is a big Valentine cruise that they're having a TV quiz show on, and they're all excited about what's going to happen. And so this pandemonium, and you know, somebody has let a four-legged creature onto the cruise ship, which can cause a certain amount of panic. Anyways, almost nobody dies in this book.
Almost nobody.
If you read 50 pages a day, each day of a 7-day cruise, you're done with the book and done with the cruise, ready to start another one. So that's my background. I've always enjoyed it. I haven't done any cruise ship doctoring for several years now, but I still do medical care up here in Martha's Vineyard, and we see cruise ships coming in. And in fact, not too few years ago, one of the comedians who was on the cruise ship with me, she called me up from Oak Bluffs and said, come on over, let's have lunch together. I said, where are you? She said, well, my cruise ship just pulled into Oak Bluffs, Martha's Vineyard. And we had lunch together.
You may hear my landscapers here, and you would know he'd be coming around right around my window with the mower. So you might hear a mower in the background there, folks. I live on a farm, so that happens.
And up in New England, our grass is very short. We're waiting for the day to start mowing it. So it needs more sunshine. Anyway, anybody who wants to join in this cruise, which is going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be reading from the book. I'm going to do some, probably a little bit of lecturing about the general medical things that adventures I've had through my work as an emergency room doctor for 30 years, and some philosophy. And we're going to do the piano music and maybe a little singing along. And it's going to be a rambunctious time.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I have to live up to my novel, because there's a lot happening in that book that's kind of kooky.
Well, I promise you a lot's going to happen on the cruise, too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We're gonna really have a good time. And thanks for helping out, Chili.
All right. Well, I'm hoping I have a website that's sort of under construction that's going to be just plain old cruisewithchili.com. And then Nate, my partner, as far as the agency goes, is in the process of building a specific booking site for the cruise ship Dr. Cruise. So I'm hoping that'll be ready here in the next couple of days. But in the meantime, if anybody's interested, all you got to do is call me. And that comes directly to me. Nobody else. There's no salesman that are going to answer the phone and try to sell you going to Sri Lanka. call me at 434-258-9264. And we'll hook you right up on the spot. Get everything filled out, all the paperwork done. Get your first deposit in. And it takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, if I'm slow and run my mouth a lot, 10 minutes. But I promise you, it'll be well worth it. And it's going to be a really good ship. I've been on the Epic, and I love it.
Yeah, I saw some of the stuff from the Epic. If anybody wants to visit my author website, it's ivancox.com, ivancox.com. And that has more information if you're interested in either Cruise Ship Doctor or some of the screenplays I've written, or Blood Pudding, my most recent book. It's all there, and along with some essays that I've done. And one that I did, my singing group from college sang it up at Fenway Park, the national anthem, last May at the Red Sox Blue Jays game. And that was a thrill. But stuff like that. My life is kind of busy doing all kinds of stuff, along with medicine, which I love. And it's just great linking up with Chili, who's got, I think we have a like-minded attitude toward life, and that is positive, positive, positive.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a hero in my book, Chili.
Well, I work with the
access. Absolutely.
I do believe in, you know, no matter what your what drawbacks or problems you have in life, get off your butt and go. No well, matter good. What the yeah. what the hardships are, you can do it. So
damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
All right, now anybody that that books on this cruise here in the next 2 weeks, you're going to give them a little gift.
Yeah, I'll be sending an autographed copy of Cruise Ship Doctor, and if you're interested, read it before you get on the cruise ship, and then yeah, I think you'll enjoy it much more. One of the reasons we're doing the piano music is because some people aren't familiar with some of these pieces, and if you know the music, I think it makes it more rewarding. So we're going to spoon feed the music to everybody, Adele and I. And nice. And yeah, that's a freebie. I'm happy to welcome you aboard, and this will give you a little bit of a plan of what's going on. Be careful, you got to fasten your seatbelt on this one. A lot of funny things happen, and some of them are just, you know, kind of unbelievable but wonderful. And as I say, almost nobody dies.
We're not going to give that part away, folks.
But
all right, Ivan, thank you so much for a little bit of time here today. And folks,
well, you get two thumbs up for me. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, folks, you can leave a comment on the video here, however you're watching it. Leave a comment. I'll get those and get back to you, or call me. Again, my phone number is 434-258-9264. And we'll all get together on the high seas for the cruise ship Dr. Cruise.
Right. Thanks, Julie.
See you later. That, of course, is Ivan Cox. Yeah, as soon as I started in, the echo came right back, and it didn't echo during the interview. So, anyway, Ivan Cox, the author of a bunch of things, some screenplays, another book, quite a few things. Good guy. It's going to be a fun cruise. All right, I'll be back with today's news after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And the top story today, folks, is not really surprising. Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas will join Carnival Legend to temporarily homeport in Norfolk following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse and port closure in Baltimore. Vision of the Seas' next two-night Bahama cruises, departing April 4th and April 12th, will embark and debark in Norfolk. Carnival Legend cruises through April 15th transatlantic are likewise affected. By the way, the Transatlantic now is officially sailing from Baltimore. Why they didn't do that to start with, I don't know. As far as an update on what's going on in Baltimore, they have started, they're trying to get a small piece of the channel cleared so they can get some shipping in and out. I don't know how much it's going to be for now. They got this big crane in place. But it's going to be slow because they have to figure out exactly what can be moved, what can be cut, what can't be cut. to move. It's, you know, it's just like tiddlywinks, only with, you know, hundreds of tons of steel. So anyway, that's going on in Baltimore. All right, the second thing today, folks, it's kind of on the same subject, only it comes from the Carnival side of things. Carnival Cruise Line had to quickly reroute, of course, the Carnival Legend, which was homeported in Baltimore, where it was alternating between Eastern Caribbean and Bahamas itineraries. The cruise line decided that the best option would be to temporarily relocate the vessel to Norfolk, as has been done by Royal Caribbean now as well. But changing the location came with a caveat. And this one, I'm uneasy about this, folks. The ship will not be able to offer the Cheers drink package while in Virginia. Why? A quote from Colleen Olivero, Vice President of Guest Services: "We cannot offer Cheers benefits while in waters under the Commonwealth of Virginia's jurisdiction. Therefore, we will not offer Cheers benefits on the first day of the cruise." Now, it's okay on the second day of the cruise. It probably is okay as soon as you get into international waters. But this isn't the first cruise to sail out of Virginia. They've had a bunch of other cruises out of Virginia now for several years. Like the Carnival Magic was sailing, was it year-round? Maybe year-round's going to start next year. I don't know. But, I mean, there's regular cruises out of Virginia, but on several ships. Have you heard anything about not being able to have a drinks package? I haven't, so I don't understand why that is. Now, I will say that John Heald's diatribe on the whole situation did not mention that. So I'm a little concerned with that, but that's a possibility, folks. It's, you know, you can't drink when you get on the boat for the first day. I don't know about that one. All right, the next story, folks. We'll get on back to a little sanity. How's that? Well, I don't know about that, but anyway. Virgin Voyages reversed its decision to remove French ports of Toulon and Marseille from the Scarlet Lady summer itineraries after passengers expressed their dissatisfaction on social media. The port calls were to become sea days, and people started raising, you know what, about it. And they listened and changed it. God, congratulations, Virgin, for doing something right. I think that's pretty awesome. Prince of the Seas is going to return back to business following a recent cancellation due to technical difficulties. Royal Caribbean International assures passengers that Brilliance of the Seas will maintain its April 4th sailing schedule. Brilliance experienced a propulsion issue during a voyage in the South Pacific, forcing the ship to return to Sydney port and cancel numerous calls on its 11-night cruise. The technical issues were serious enough that the cruise line also canceled its following 5-night Tasmania voyage, slated to sail on March the 30th. Although Brilliance of the Seas is still undergoing repairs, Royal Caribbean assures travelers that its 8-night South Pacific cruise will depart on time. I guess it's more important will the South Pacific cruise end on time. Just saying. All right. Over on the Asia side of things, Spectrum of the Seas is headed for a dry dock after completing its final Singapore cruise. The ship left the Marina Bay Cruise Center and is sailing to the Seatrium Shipyard located at Tuas on the western side of Singapore. The Spectrum of the Seas will return to Singapore one more time on April the 18th for its Singapore to Shanghai cruise. Following its Singapore program, the ship will operate 4- and 5-night round trip itineraries from Shanghai. So a little China action coming. All right, guys, this is what's left of the Carnival ship that had a little fire. Carnival Freedom, of course. Now, you'll notice from the picture there, folks, that the funnel looks different. Well, what they ended up doing was took the wings off. You know, that's the part that was burned and mangled and melted and out of repair. They took the wings off, separated and rerouted the exhaust pipes, and are going with it. Just with the stump of the funnel, I guess you want to call it that. So if you see a ship that looks a little weird, it's the Carnival Freedom. Just saying, folks. Keeping you up to date on all the news. Speaking of all the news, Brazilian police, the federal police of Brazil, arrested two individuals at the port of Ilhas for smuggling around 61 pounds of cocaine on a cruise ship. The federal police reported that the duo had boarded the ship in Rio, headed toward Barcelona. The apprehended individuals, a man and a woman whose identities have not been disclosed, were discovered with the narcotics concealed within false compartments of 4 suitcases. This was during a luggage check that involved the use of a scanner and a detection dog. damn crooks. You can't get past the detection getting drugs on cruise ships. When are you guys going to learn that? They've gotten really good at this, folks. Holy cow. Don't be so stupid. All right. That's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room. How many people are complaining because of the technical difficulties? Let's see. Hot Air Tom asked if I'm stuck. Mike's, yes, Hot Air. Joanne says, we see you. Sonny says, yep, you're on. Joanne says, we hear you. No echo. Thank you, Mike. No echo. Kiki says, yes. Thank you, Kiki. Hot Air Tom says, no echo here. Okay, everybody's saying that now. We are back, said Kiki. Kwadawe Bowaki says yes. Okay. There's Elizabeth on location. She's saying it was frozen again. I hope not. Kenneth with us up in Pennsylvania. Elizabeth says, got you back now. There's Emily, a little late today, but that's okay. I had to get up and get going. We have the housekeeper today. So I'm supposed to, too, as a matter of fact, and I haven't seen her. So tomorrow, guys, I will be working voting polls. Well, congratulations, M, on doing that. We appreciate it. Thank you for your service. Sonny says good luck to Emily tomorrow. What time do the polls close? 7 p.m.? And Emily says, the stories I could tell. Yep, from all the years she's been on cruise ships. But since I'm still working and have too many friends still on board, I'm sworn to secrecy. I gotcha. That's why I never put you on the spot, Elizabeth. I know better. Sonny says, hope you write a book one day. That would be cool. Emily says, they close at 7, Sonny. Oh, I wish they closed at 7. They close at 9 here in New York. I get home at 9:30 or 9:45. We have to close the machine down and put everything away. Yep. Good morning, Todd. Another great interview. Thank you very much. What a long day, Emily. You're going to be tired. Yeah, it's a long day. Elizabeth says she certainly thought about it. Names will be changed to protect the innocent. Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. The nurse has to get that book. Oh, yeah. I think that's funny. Regarding the Cheers package, it seems this happened in other ports, too, that have a tax. It seems to me that Carnival is just not set up with a computer system to charge tax on packaged drinks. Now, that's a possibility, Tom, but why hasn't anybody ever said anything on any of the other Carnival cruises that sail out of Norfolk? I mean, they have the drinks. The Carnival Magic was just there. They offer the same drinks package. I don't know. I'm just confused about it. And only because I've never heard this before. And you'd think by now, all the cruises out of there, somebody's going to be complaining about it. But if they have, I haven't heard it. So anyway, my hair's all messed up here from the headset. Sorry about that. I'm not doing much of a job of straightening it up either. I looked at one site and the book is $30. I hope it is that good. I've read it. I enjoyed it. I read it back when I had it in non-book form. That's how long ago I read it. But yeah, I enjoyed the book immensely. I enjoyed Blood Pudding too. So there's Roger. Hi, Roger. What are the dates of the Epic cruise? Does the Epic have studio cabins? The Epic most certainly has studio cabins. And for that cruise, let's see if that has studios. Let me go flash this sheet up here. Roger, there it is. Solo with all four perks. I believe $16.79, that includes everything. All four perks, taxes and port charges, everything out the door. Now that is an inside. I don't recall if that is a studio, but that's an inside cabin. It's $1,600, everything. Of course, you don't get the drinks package and all the, you know, all the extras. It's cheaper. So it's going to be a fun cruise, guys. it will be a really good time. And it's a good ship. My friend John up there in Crookston, Minnesota, that's his favorite ship, as a matter of fact. All right, let's see. Where did I get to? Can you help me and my family? How did you get in that? Soft covers 22, hard covers 35 on Amazon. Joanne says, hit the like button. Thank you, Joanne. Chili's Cruises, notice how all those spam posts have the X in the picture. You must have added X into your YouTube show. Maybe a mistake. What, this? Oh, it has X in the picture. So that is coming from there's another X. So all those comments are coming from X. Well, I mean, you know, I have 235,000 followers on X, so it's hard for me not to include it in that. Yeah, Emily, that's Twitter is now X. That she looked great. Yeah, no, that's a sex mommer on X. But why is Twitter post in our YouTube chat? What site is that? He's probably picking up the show. He says, what site is that? Probably picking up the show on Twitter and going from there, I would guess. I got the Cruise Ship Doctor on Kindle over the weekend. Only cost about $7. Very nice. How do I get a Kindle book autographed? Yeah. Stick it, your Kindle up against your phone, and I'll get Ivan to a finger sign it. How's that? Yeah, die there, Tom. That's about as sensible as that. I don't see it here. Chili see it on his end. Yeah, it's on. It only shows on mine. You guys don't see it. It says Kindle autograph. Yep, there's another one. There's Rose. See, we're getting a lot of people from X, but maybe it's just part of the whole sex bombing business. And Emily, there is no more Twitter. The owner changed the name. It is X now. Twitter is non-existent. It used to be Twitter, but now it's X. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. I have no idea about the what we're getting from X. But yeah, it's a little hard for me not to use that with that many subscribers. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll just put up with them. Because you never know when we actually get a good viewer out of it that's interested in cruising. All right, guys. That's going to wrap me up for today. As always, thanks for being with me. Smash that thumbs up button like Joanne said. If you haven't subscribed, please hit the subscribe button. The bell notification will tell you when I go live or a new video is up. That would be a good thing for you guys on X to do. Is hit that little subscribe button. It doesn't cost anything. And then you would actually have legitimate access to the channel. So that's it for today, guys. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. I'd love for a bunch of you guys to go on the cruise with Ivan. That would be terrific. All right, guys. Y'all have a great day. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning, same time, same channel. See you next time.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.